I invite you to close your eyes and allow this to be a moment for you, your personal time of you with you. Throughout the day, we are often called to be present for those around us, those we love, those we work with, being in service to others. This is a time now for you to be in service to yourself, a time of relaxation, introspection, an opportunity to listen to some messages or information coming to you from an entity, an entourage, a group that knows you so well, for it is a part of you. It is part of your soul. Kryon knows you because Kryon is a part of you. So let us now invite the part of our soul that knows us so well to come forward and deliver a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is Armageddon coming? Did the word startle you? Are you interested? I will give you a concise answer in just a moment. But first, let us study the word. Let's take a look at something that is very interesting. We have told you for many years that humans in a darker energy always motivate to dramatic things of doom. They always do. This is what a dark energy on this planet, a low consciousness, promotes. If you have any question about that, let's look at Armageddon. How many movies, stories, books, series have been developed about this event, you might say, this word, you might say, even to have the title of the movie, you might say, or the aftermath of it? This is such a common theme that humans have developed and gone to over and over and over. And yet, this word, this one word, which basically has come from your holy scriptures, is only mentioned one time. Interestingly, that one time, it was mentioned as a revelation to the man John. What would you call it if you had spirit talking to an individual? We call that channeling today. If you called it that then, you probably would be eliminated. What else would you call that? One time it is mentioned. Now, the word itself is not an event as much as the description of a place. And yet what is supposed to happen in that place is this, the final battle between good and evil. Is Armageddon coming? The answer I will give you that we will now discuss is no, because you're in it now. It has already arrived. Dear ones, I say yet again to you, messages from Spirit, from the creative source, from God, from whatever you want to call that, given to human beings are often given in metaphors. You see this constantly in your scriptures, constantly in the writings of the prophets, because you have only really one way to receive. That is in the 4D that you live in, that you think in, that your logic works in. And yet when Spirit delivers messages, there is so much more there. There's the language of multidimensionality, of potentials, all of that. which has to be then reduced to that which you might understand, explained in a way that you could see it perhaps or visualize it. It's no different, we've said this, than 100 years ago, you talking to somebody about your Wi-Fi, who says, "What is that?" And you say, "Well, that is something that comes from the internet." And you say, "What is that?" And you will say, "Well, that is something that is developed so we can receive it on our devices we carry, which we call our phones. And they're smart. What is that? Well, they have computers in them. And what is that?" That is four layers removed from any reality that someone would have 100 years ago. It would be impossible to talk their language. So what you would do instead is to use symbols and words of things they might understand. When Spirit speaks to you, quite often, this is the way it is. Armageddon is a description of a final battle on this earth. The place that is listed where it is supposed to occur is a metaphor for earth, dear ones. And the final battle between good and evil is that description of a final time where this earth will come together and have to deal with dark and light energy. Does that sound familiar to a message that I've been giving you for a long, long time? You are sitting in it. This Armageddon, this very frightening word that usually would carry with it the end of the world. And yet that's not truly what it meant. Because you heard the final battle of good and evil, what do you do with that as a human being? What did you do with that when it was given? What did John think when he heard it? It would be angels and demons, of course. It would be heaven and earth, of course, because that is the way a human thinks. The end, the final battle, well, of course, that is the end of everything. And what I've told you, it's the beginning of everything. What if the final battle means the end of these kinds of battles, which involve country to country, with weapons of mass destruction being waved over the whole scenario as threats? What if it was the last time you would see that? And that slowly this planet would decide it's unacceptable, to the degree that anyone who did it would be ostracized, desupplied, if you wish, not traded with, if you wish, to a point that no country would even consider it. But why would they with a consciousness that didn't need it? Imagine a planet living together in peace. Now, your idea of peace on this planet is a storybook peace. It's a peace where everyone believes the same thing. Everyone's in love with everyone. And you move forward, singing a song, holding hands. You can have peace on earth, dear ones, with many different views of how your culture should be, how life should be lived, even different ideas of worship. That is all available on a peaceful planet that does not kill one another and does not go to war with each other. Will there be disputes? Yes. This is the beginning of a paradigm you've never seen. A paradigm which we're going to talk about many times in channels. A paradigm where light is starting to win over darkness to the degree that even human thought itself, which you call human nature, is starting to change. What families want and countries want, where the resources of Earth are all known, where you won't need the same kind of them because of the inventions that are coming, but which you can then trade for in ways that are with integrity. And so you have all kinds of trading partners, all manner of kinds of negotiations. And in that, of course, there will be disputes for a while until it starts to iron out. But the idea of going to war for resources is over. The idea of going to war because of a belief system of who is right and wrong in the worship of the Creator is seen as dysfunctional and just a little stupid. It's coming. It is coming, dear ones. This is the Armageddon that you sit in. The Armageddon, that last battle, is not just fighting that you see today. It's straightening out the dysfunction of consciousness. In the culture where my partner sits, I will tell you something that is happening he has never seen before. That political parties are not just opposing ideas. They're angry at each other. And citizens are now angry at each other because of an economic thought that might be different. That's what it is down to, is a division. Finally, you're starting to see what has always been there. When you turn on the light and that dirt shows, it makes you mad. And we have told you this is what you might say the indicator that you are approaching, if you want to say it, the end times. Now you are in the end times. When my partner published the first channels that I gave in the very early 90s, I gave him the title of the book. And he said to me, "No, that's too frightening. People won't understand this. They're going to think it's a doom and gloom book," because the book's title was The End Times. And I carefully instructed him. I said, "How would you write it if you were going from a time of war and hatred and sorrow and grief to eventually a time of understanding? Understanding. Of integrity, a time of wisdom, a time where you're a little more intelligent, a little less dysfunctional, and there would be more laughter and joy." And he thought for a moment, and then I said, "The end times means it's the end of an old time." Dear ones, that's what you're looking at. This is the common message of Kryon, and it always has been, of that the beauty in the human being is starting to be unraveled and seen. There will be a time when you look back at the political things that are happening today and you take a breath and say, "Well, that truly was an older paradigm." Is it possible, you might say, that your political parties will ever stop what they're doing now? And the answer is they have to, and they will, to a solution that has not been shown yet, where they can agree to disagree and work together for the best ideas for both of them to create something that is good. And that is what the Constitution was all about. That's what government is all about. And you don't have it. That's because that light and that dark, the battle, is based in greed. And it's based in dysfunction. It's starting to show. It is making so many angry. That's just a part of the battle. Then there is the ones that are actually fighting. It leads you to believe the world is doomed. Or is it simply straightening things out? 1989, when I came in, I told you that there would be no Armageddon. And what we meant by that, as you perceived it, no end battle of good and evil, no end of the earth. Instead, there would be a change of consciousness. And that last battle is the one I told you would occur. Light and dark, high and low consciousness. And here you sit with all of that happening, just as I said. This is a new earth. You are beautiful, magnificent souls, and the old souls on the planet will start lifting up the rest and spreading their light in a way that you're going to actually see. I'll say it again. History will not repeat itself when you're on a new track, and you are. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.